come up higher. Preston, come up higher to me, oh God. Yes, Lord, we come up higher, God. We choose, oh God. As we come up higher, means you get lower. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the purity, God, in worship, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that the door is open, Lord. You have opened up that door. Lord, the heavens are open over us, God. I thank you, Lord God, it's your worship rising up before you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, when we open our mouths, you sing through us, oh God. You speak through us, God. That is what my prayer is all the time. You continually fulfill that. I thank you, God. Lord, let our worship, let our prayer, Lord, let our speech, oh God, let it glorify you. Oh, as we magnify the King, as we magnify you, God. Come on higher, come on higher. Come on higher. Oh, the Lord says, come on higher, come on higher. Yeah, yeah, my God. You can have everything, oh God. We hold nothing back. Oh Lord, we want to come up higher. Lord, even as you said that to Moses, God, yes, you said to come up higher. Lord, we come up higher. Oh, you said we have a mind of Christ. So we know with the mind of Christ that that which comes forth out of our mouths by the Holy Ghost. As you sing, I want you to have the freedom of knowing that which you sing forth is inspired by the Holy Ghost. You have the mind of Christ. You ask Him to sing through you. He leads the direct, so you can know. This is throne room worship. It's pure. It's pure. It's not. It's fresh. It's just what He has. It's what He has for you right now. Right at this moment. We come up higher. We come up higher. As we come up higher, we go lower. High God. But low isn't low enough. About a heart that is so undone in His presence. And all you want to be is on your face, but yet low is not low enough. The gift that you want to give your King is beyond what you're physically able to do. You want to press in and give Him more because you know He's worthy of everything, and you say the words, but you want it to follow. What the actions to follow, but the actions fall short. I'm so glad He doesn't judge it that way. This is just coming from me and from us. Have you been there? Are you there? Where your love for Him is so incredibly big, so grand, so deep, that you just don't know what else to do to give Him all your worship. There just aren't enough words to say, bodily postures to put yourself into, that would describe your gratitude, your gratefulness for what He has done. Am I speaking to anyone? Grateful hearts. I'm so glad He doesn't judge this way. Like I said, this is not coming from Him. I don't believe this is, well, you're not doing enough. No. And it's not coming from a place of, we're not doing enough. It's a heart of, oh God, what else can I do? What else can I give you? Have you ever loved someone that much? Besides Jesus. Have you ever loved someone that much? That You give gifts or time. But you know it still falls short, for the heart of that you have for them is more than what you can provide for them. The best analogy I can think of right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba. Worship you, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you do receive our worship. I thank you, Lord God, that you do know our hearts. You know our hearts better than we can even describe them. You know our hearts better than we can even express them. I'm so grateful for that, God. I'm so grateful, Lord. I see you smiling over us. I see you smiling over this church body. I see the pleasure of the Lord just smiling over this church body. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We couldn't love you like this without you giving us that love first. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our hearts and what you continue to do. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Because of that, Lord, we have hope. We have a holy expectation. We have that desire, Lord, that just wants to lavish you more and more, day by day, moment by moment, oh God. And I thank you for it, Lord. It all comes from you. You gave it to us. You continue to expand our ability to express our hearts' thanksgiving back unto you. And so, Lord, I thank you for receiving our heart's worship, our heart's posture, spoken and unspoken. Heart's posture, yes. What is your heart's posture? Because spoken and unspoken, he receives it all. He's receiving it all right now. Right now, he's receiving it all. But he does that. I want you to be free. I want you to come before me. And I want you to be free and not worry about anything. Don't worry about the cameras. Don't worry about the live streaming. Don't worry about the people next to you. Who cares? It's not about them. It's about your King. Are you hungry enough? Are you desperate enough? Are you sold out enough?
Loves a hilarious giver. In his word, he talks about hilariously giving, and I've got to say, because of people like you, God has expanded the ministry's reach to where we are now in 236 million homes preaching the gospel for Jesus Christ. This is incredible. And I wanted to take a moment right now and encourage some of you that have not yet decided to become a partner, a monthly partner, that this would be an incredible time for you to jump in and become a monthly partner with us here at this ministry. The gospel is being preached and people's lives are being changed. And I am excited to where the Lord is taking this ministry. Is it because of us? No, it's all because of Jesus Christ and faithful partners like you. God bless you as you pray and become a monthly partner.
Pure worship your heart to adore him. Just let your heart adore him. There should be no fear. There should be no worry, no concern. There should be nothing. If you're really understanding what I'm saying and what's happening right now, you would let go of any place that would keep you back from fully experiencing what he's doing right now. Because I'm telling you something very pure, very holy.
enjoy his presence.
You let him enjoy yours.
All the religious mindsets kind of tilt sideways. You enjoy his presence and you let him enjoy yours. How could she say that? Because you were created for his glory. You were created for his glory, that he would look down upon you and have that sense of awe and beauty for that whom he has created. And glorify something and through you. And you shine like a beacon light because of the Christ who is in you.
so much more he has for us.
Some of you are right there. Some of you are not ready yet. That's okay. Just know that he is calling you up higher. He's wooing you. He has so much more for you. So much more healing, so much more of his presence, so much more he wants to reveal truly the revelation of Christ in us and what that means, the fullness. He wants to reveal so much more to us.
What is my takeaway? How do you want me to remember this?
You wait on him. You let him tell you. And from this point forward, that's what you dwell on anytime this comes up. What he is showing you. So Father, I thank you for opening up spiritual eyes and ears and hearts to be able to hear you and receive the healing that you have today for them. I thank you that you are fathering us and you're making us whole, Lord. We come up higher in your presence. As we come up higher, we lower.
That is the best place to be. It's where we want to live. It's where we do live. Even when we're walking and standing, we're on our faces before you, God. That's where you want every believer to be. Walking, working, doing the things that we need to do, but literally on our faces. In other words, that's where our spirit is. That's where our heart's posture is. Thank you, Abba, to live like that. To live like that is our heart's desire, God. To fully live like that. Always. When I say teach us how to worship, that's what I mean. To live like that. Here but not here. Physically you're here, but really you're somewhere else. Your spirit is soaring with Jesus. Soaring with him. Love us so much, God.
We love you.
filled this room, continues to fill this room, just getting thicker and thicker, thicker and thicker. We acknowledge your presence, God. We thank you, Lord, for your holiness in this place. It's just getting thicker and thicker. The presence of God is just getting thicker. Thank you, Father God. Thank you that you teach us how to worship, oh God, as we pray.
And we cry out to you, Lord God, teach us how to worship. Thank you, Lord, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you draw us, Lord God, to doing that very thing. You teach us, God. Teach us how to worship, God. Oh, teach us, Lord, how to worship. Oh, that we get out of our heads, out of our mindsets, out of any programmed way of believing
this is how you do it. No! He wants your heart. He wants your heart. He wants all of you. He wants your heart. Will you give him your heart? With you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We get to walk with Holy Spirit. We get to walk with you, Holy Spirit, the one that we love, the one that we adore. We get to walk with you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. You teach us how to press into the presence of God. And how to honor the presence of God. And how to steward the presence of God. And how to not be in a rush in the presence of God. As you teach us how to go deeper in true intimacy. So that it is not just lip service from good Christians that know how to speak the right words. They know the lingo. But it's not just from a good Christian. It's from a heart that is desperate and will not stop at status quo. Desperate enough? Are you thirsty enough? Are you willing? Are you willing? Thank you, Father, what you're doing here. Thank you, Abba. He's pouring his fire out now. You know, it is a learned thing. Learning how to flow in the Spirit is a learned thing. It's learned as you yield to Him. He teaches you. Some people try to manufacture it and they just fake it. But there's the fruit of that won't remain. But the truth and the purity of learning how to flow in the Spirit, there's fruit that remains because it's Spirit-led, Spirit-directed, and it's pure. And He is the one that receives all honor, praise. Releasing his fire now. I see it in waves. How he has been coming all night.
You see, he had to do what he did in bringing forth another measure of healing in your hearts so that you'd be prepared and ready to receive what he wants to give you. Enlarge your capacity to receive, says the Lord. Enlarge your capacity to receive. Will you enlarge your capacity to receive by yielding to him? As he breathes on you, true worship offends people. Do you have to be so indignant and unjustified? Why do you have to be so different? It's not about that, is it? It's about him and your hunger for him and to please only him. Because fear of man no longer exists, there's no telling what you may do in love and adoration to your King. Because fear of man no longer exists. Oh, for those that are saying, when is the worship going to be over and when is the message coming? I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, the message is already being preached. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, is saying, open up your capacity to receive more of me right now and get out of your status quo religious mindset and break open those boxes and lavish your love upon him.
Let him touch you. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Just come, stand, kneel, whatever he leads you to do. Just know there's something about the closeness. This is what I see him doing, the closeness. You know, us being in proximity to one another, there's something that is going to be released and ignited. You know, like fire just by itself, can be very strong and very powerful, but as fire comes together, it can be extremely explosive, right? It grows, it gets bigger and bigger. And so I feel like there are some that are still kind of scratching their heads, trying to figure out, what in the world is she talking about? What are we doing? I think most of you are right where I'm at, but I know there's a few. But as we come closer, we want, Lord, we want everyone to experience what you're doing. So as you come up here, just know you're here to burn. Why am I standing up here? You're here to burn. Why am I up here? Couldn't I have just done this at my seat? You're here to burn. Why am I on my face? Okay. Why am I on my knees? You're here to burn. You're here to burn. You're here to be a burning one for him. You're here to be a burning one for him. To burn with passion, to burn with a holy love, to burn for Jesus. That's what you're here for. You're here to burn for him. You're here to burn. We're here to burn, God. We're here to burn for you. Our hearts. He teaches us how to love. He burns his love in and through us so that all that is left is a burning man for him. A burning vessel. A burning one. A burning one for him. That's what's left. That's the goal. That's the heart of God. All is left, all that is left is a burning vessel for him. Nothing else takes that first place in your heart. Never again. Nothing else. You're a burning one. You're a burning one for him. A burning one. Yes, God, we want to be burning ones for you, God. Together, Lord, it's a holy fire together. Your burning ones together, Lord, burning for you, God. It's holy, it's pure, magnificent. As a sacrifice of love, a sacrifice of praise reaches his nostrils. As a fragrance, as beautiful, that cost him it all, everything. Judging things. by their own standards. But we will not fall into that trap. The Lord's is the plumb line that we look to. And he said, I called you higher. And I called you to be burning ones. And you are burning ones. And I will teach you how to worship truly in spirit and in truth. Because there is so much more that he is revealing to us as a church body. And he wants every one of us to understand and to come and to grasp it. There are some things you cannot understand with your natural mind. You must understand it by your spirit. You must catch it. You must catch it by your spirit. We are spirit beings. Let your spirit be saturated by the spirit of the living God.
Spirit is falling right now upon individuals. We just wait. Let him do all that he has
for this night. These are his services. They belong to him, not me, not us, but him. He's just looking for a facilitator that will heed, listen, and hear very carefully and follow. But these are his services. They're your services, God. This is your church.
These people, they belong to you, God. Everyone is at a different place. But they all love you. And you love them all.
And so, yes, Father, as they waited in the upper room and your spirit poured out in a tangible way, we say, pour your spirit out in a tangible way. We know that you are pouring out your spirit. Oh God, I'm asking, Lord God, let the upper room. In Acts chapter 2, God, the Holy Spirit came, tongues of fire landing upon their heads. Flames of fire. They all started to speak other languages and other tongues. They got filled, they got baptized, they got the spirit of holy boldness upon them, God. The church grew and multiplied, and many were added to their numbers, Lord, because of an encounter with you that cannot be denied.
Yes, Holy Spirit, come. Overwhelm and overflow and do what you want to do,
for we are your burning ones. We are your burning ones.
This is
Can we get the kids and all those that are in the classroom? They just need to be in here tonight. They all need to be in here. Teachers and helpers, and kids, they all need to be up here at the altar.
Thank you. victory, Father God.
Rest on us. We want to bask in your glory, Lord. We want to rest in your presence, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing here, Lord. Thank you that you tucked us in under the shadow of your wings. We're in the shadow of your wings, Lord. Surrender all, Lord. We lay it all down. Every care, every worry, every concern, we give it to you. And you are well able. Thank you, Lord. You're the one who rescues and delivers. Thank you, living Word of God. Thank you that you're a living flame of fire. In, Lord, like you did your servant Moses, Lord. You drew him to the burning bush. You said, I am that I am. Lord, we declare right now, you are the great I am. Thank you, Lord. You're the one who was and is to come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for catching us up, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You said, I'll raise you up to my cheek and I'll kiss your face. Thank you. That's what your word says. I will lift you up to my cheek and I will kiss your face and I will remove your yoke from you. I will remove your burden. I will remove the bit and the bridle. That's what you said, Lord. I am the one who draws you with ropes of love. I am the one, Jehovah, I am that I am, the God who saves, rescues, ransoms, and redeems. You said, I make all things new. I'm lifting you up to my face so you can behold my face. I'm drawing you with ropes of love. Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Come rest with me. Thank you, Lord. You're the God of peace, the Prince of peace, perfect peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Peace, peace, shalom, shalom. Jehovah Shalom, our Prince of peace. Rest in you. We rest on you. Yes, Lord, breathe on us afresh. breathed on us afresh. Yes, Lord. The Spirit in greater measure. The Spirit in greater measure. Thank you, Lord. You said, I am the God of hope, the source of hope, and you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill us, Lord, with your peace and joy completely. Peace and joy completely. From head to toe, top to bottom. Fill these vessels, Lord. Fill us to the overflow with the hope of the Holy Spirit, the hope that does not disappoint. Thank you, Lord. We're trusting you, so we'll never be disappointed. Take us deeper, Lord. Take us deeper, Lord. More, Lord. More of you. More of your Spirit. More of your presence. All glory to God. Father. Abba. Papa. We love you. Rest in your arms, your strong arms. Thank you, Lord.
Wisdom, there is no understanding, and there is no counsel. it will last. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. That's the Lord speaking. I will do all my pleasure. Yes, God. Do all your pleasure. Have all your pleasure. Have all your way in us. In us. Calling a bird of prey from the east, a man who executes my counsel from a far-off country. Is there anything too difficult for the Lord? Nothing. He will call a bird of prey from the east, and a man who executes my counsel from a far country. It doesn't have to be right here. It doesn't have to be present. It doesn't have to be in your sphere of influence. It's the man, it's the woman that God prompts to hear the call of God, that the Lord by the Spirit draws them unto you, for the counsel of the Lord to come about, that he be pleased and glorified. What are you missing? What is needed? Because he will call that bird from afar, that man from afar, from another country. What is it that we need? We have many needs, but we have a God that has met all of them. And we have a God that says, call. He calls us higher. Come up higher. He says, come up higher. Because every provision has already been made. And it's really about us learning how to access what's already accomplished by his blood. He calls us as higher like he has tonight. It's very significant. It's very purposed. This is calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Spoken it. I will do it. What he has spoken, he will do. He has spoken many things. He will do them. Bringing them to pass. There's a greater infilling that's coming. Tonight was a holy deposit. A holy deposit of what he has for us. And because I believe it's important to not just to flow. I also tell you things so that you know, how did we get there? Wow. Did it just happen? No. It did not just happen. That might come as a surprise to some of you. No, not at all. There was so much opposition to worship, I was ready to put the guitar down at 6:20. You have to understand, like, there's things that I'll see or feel in the spirit realm, the bombarding, just like everywhere. And I said, no, devil, you're not going to win. So I said, Lord, what do you say? He said, start reading the word. Start reading the word. Start singing the word. He says, I'm going to do something different tonight. I said, okay.
Hallelujah.
And it wasn't until the very end of our typical worship time that I knew we pierced through the darkness. Because there was the enemy trying to come against. Some of you may be oblivious to it. Some of you that are very in tune with the spirit know what I'm talking about, because you sense it or feel it. We pierced through. And I knew once we pierced through, the devil was going to get not just one black eye, but two. Once we got there, I was like, oh, this is going to just cause some people that are not too comfortable with this to kind of be uncomfortable. Kind of go sideways. But I knew we were in the Holy of Holies. And that's why he said, come up higher. He wants to teach us new things. To walk in the Spirit is not always easy. And you will have opposition, because what the devil is so afraid of is to allow you to press into the holiness of God and to defy the opposition, to destroy it, and to only seek him, and to press in, and to be willing to change what needs to be changed at that given moment, so that everyone can enter in, so that we can all be taken up higher. And I tell you, it's like we were walking on holy ground. Boy, what a piercing of the darkness that took place tonight. And I know some of you are following, and I'm sure others are trying. And we pierced through the darkness tonight. There was a piercing through. In the realm of the spirit, there are things that we need to learn. And I say we, meaning like the body of Christ, right?
We all need to learn. There's things in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit, that we need to learn. I'm telling you, we tapped into something tonight. We tapped into the realm of the spirit that goes far beyond just singing, goes far beyond just feeling the Holy Spirit. I mean, we tapped into the Holy of Holies. We walked
in areas we have not walked in. I say walk because I was walking, but I mean, we stood, we walked, we were breathing. In an atmosphere that is not easy to breathe when you're down on earth, because he took us up to where he is at. The atmosphere is different. I hope this does not sound like craziness, but I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying. I always ask the Lord, just let me flow with the things you've taught me. Who taught me these things? Where'd you learn this? Holy Spirit. I always ask the Lord, let me just flow when it's natural, when it fits. That I would just release, give out, teach the things that you have taught me just by dependency upon him. And I feel like it's so important that we learn. Here, we can draw conclusions. We understand. Because this should not be a one-time thing. It should not be a one-time thing. I don't know. God just did everything. I don't know. We're all surprised. No, we weren't. Somebody fought for it. And some people fought for it, especially those that are in tune and understand. I know there's a few of you guys who are like, oh, yeah, no, we were right there, flown right with you. Fought for it. Now, of course, it's what God was doing. We fought for what he wanted. He wins. Because he wins, we win. So we were created to flow in this way. And it is threatening to the enemy. Some of you know what took place today for yourselves. And some maybe don't. But you'll know in time. You'll see the change in time. And until then, you trust him. Amen? You trust him. Darkness, and what do we do when we're here? I said that as a question, asking that question on your behalf, some of your behalf, because the answer is obvious, or at least it should be obvious. What do we do when we finally pierce through? We enjoy him. Just enjoy him. Like, that's obvious, right? Should be obvious. We enjoy him, but then we let him enjoy us. Do you know that a lot of people's fears and anxieties and problems and issues with people, with themselves, with the world, with whatever, would be so just removed, demolished, if we learned how to posture ourselves in this way, and that it wouldn't take us an hour and a half to 2 hours? I mean, I've lost track. It's 8:30. Yeah, 2.5 hours.
That we can just be there like that. Because in reality, we are. We're positioned there. This is not a negative thing. I'm not coming down on you. I'm saying, let's have the heart, the mindset. Lord, you said, as you are, so are we in this world.
As he is, so are we. The kingdom of heaven is in him. The kingdom of heaven is within us. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3. But who do we walk with? We walk with Holy Spirit. We're supposed to walk side by side. Right with him? Allowing him to move in us and through us, side by side, within us as well. If you abide with me, right? And my word abides in you, then you shall ask. I'm going to go there really quick. In John. If you abide with me and my words abide in you, then you shall ask. Anything shall be given unto you. Why? How? Agreement. Agreement. Agreement with the Spirit. True agreement. A oneness, a oneship. John 15 and verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. We abide in him. We continually abide in him and let his words abide in us. And we ask, and it comes about. You may not see it right away, but you know that you have the answers. How can you be so confident? Because you have to understand agreement. And I know I taught you on agreement the other day. Was it Thursday? I taught on agreement. A contract, a covenant, an agreement. In Matthew 18 and I'll start in 18:18. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. If two of you agree on earth. If two of you agree on earth. That word agree. That word agree means harmony. That word agree is like a symphony. A symphony that has layers, just like layer after layer of different instruments coming in. They're synchronized. Everybody doesn't just do whatever they want to do. There's an agreement, right? It's a symphony. The word agree is like harmony. It's like synchronized. It's like a symphony. Let's read it again with that understanding. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, if two of you are so in sync, are so harmonious, are so allowing the Spirit of the Lord to be like a symphony in and through your God-fearing agreement in the will of God, your yes to Jesus. It says here, if you ask, it will be done by my Father in heaven. The opposite of agree is the pulling. The opposite of agreeing is when one wants their will and the other wants their own will, and neither one of them are the will of the Father. Or other scenarios, of course, right? One does have the will of the Father and the other one doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's void of agreement. True agreement. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? What does the devil fear the most? Well, he fears the godly agreement. What took place here? We had to get in agreement. There needed to be a harmony, at least for the majority, right? In order for the flow to really hit the way it hit. There had to be an agreement. There had to be a like a symphony. A unity. And boy, was there ever. And it's beautiful. Because the things that we ask when we are in that place, we know God's word doesn't return unto us void. It's coming to pass. They're coming to pass. It's important. So we get into agreement with his word. Agreement. True biblical sense of the word. You can look it up. Go look it up in your Strong's. The word agree. And you'll see harmony. Like a symphony. That's beautiful, because look at that. What God wants for us is that we come into that beautiful unity, that koinonia with him and what his word says. And then when we find that person that we can be in agreement like that with, heaven comes down. And of course, when we find burning ones, which we have all throughout this room, and I believe some are online watching as well, burning ones, and we're in agreement with one another in the word, agreement with him, and how much God does is incredible. So we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Father, for tonight. What you speak, we bring to pass. I read that. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. Thank you, Lord. And I will do all of my pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. The word of the Lord has spoken. And we know that God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a man that he should change his mind. But he brings it to pass.